What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.
As we say, we're talking about what's ever on our minds. Hey, everybody. Guess where I am? That's right. I'm in a wind tunnel. I'm in a wind tunnel with a bells and whistles.
I'm up the Green Giant's ass. Ho, ho, ho.
You're going to be so many people pissed at you right now.
I know. Well, we're on a freeway. I don't think they even...
That's true. That is true. Yeah. I'm actually it's another what's for dinner in the car. It's another, what do you call when you eat dinner in a car? Like a drive-through?
Yeah, sort of like a drive-through, like fast food kind of.
Fast food.
Car like hopping, like in the 50s.
Car hopping?
No, not really. I don't know. Just
like when you, when the girls used to roller skate up your car.
Yeah, yeah, like on Happy Days.
Yeah, exactly. What would you call those restaurants?
I don't know.
If anybody knows what you call those restaurants, email me and I'll add it on the next show. Whatever. It's that kind of what's for dinner this week. I am sitting here with the incomparable, always great, frequent guest, great friend, Darren Carter, the party starter, is here.
That's right, folks. We are here live on the East 70, leaving Kansas City, headed towards St. Louis.
St. Louis, well, Columbia.
Yeah.
Is Columbia a suburb or something of St. Louis? Like right
no,
right
it's
there?
It's we're in between St. Louis and Kansas City, and the beautiful state of Missouri is Columbia, Missouri.
So that's where
we're right in the middle.
That's where we're going. Excuse me. Going to work at Deja Vu Comedy Club.
Sounds like we're a couple of strippers.
We're going to Deja Vu, and we're going to dance and get tips.
I got some new pole moves. I'm going to start a party.
Oh, my God. Your pole moves are the best, the way you clasp that, and then you do Snoop Dogg sliding down the pole.
Oh, yeah.
How would Snoop Dogg be a stripper?
Wow, wow. What's cracking? Ooh, wait. Y'all need to make that holler for them dollars. Nothing to it but to do it. Come on, y'all. I'm making my ass clap. Y'all can pay me back. If you like what you see, give me some green.
No, the other green.
Oh, yeah, not that green. I'll smoke that, yeah. If you like the scenery, give me some greenery.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, this is really cool. Darren,
What if I just took over the show and just did Snoop as a stripper for the next hour? Oh, I tell you
makes
what's for
my
dinner.
Job easier, man.
My motherfucking nuts. Yeah, these nuts. That's what's for dinner. In your mouth, biatch.
Okay. Now here's Snoop Dogg. Give me Snoop Dogg as a stripper trying to pitch a VIP room.
Y'all want popping bottles. Y'all want that bottle service? Oh, yeah. I'll take you backstage. Go to the champagne room. Ooh, nothing to it but to do it. I'm G'd up from the feet up. Inside your mind, pump and grind. Yeah. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. Get some of this dick.
How much is it for the VIP room, Snoop?
Oh, it's $280.
$280?
Yeah.
For how long?
It's a lifetime guarantee, baby. Ain't nothing but a thing.
$280 for life? I'll pay that.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, one, two songs. We'll see what's feeling, what's cracking. If the moment's right, we'll keep it rolling.
Are you going to keep wearing that G-string, Snoop Dogg?
Oh, that's because I'm a G. I'm a real G. All day, every day.
You're hot, bitch.
That's just weird.
This is so weird.
Wait, no, I don't get a Snoop. I don't picture him being a dancer for other dudes. That's when you call him a hot bitch.
You're a hot bitch, Snoop Dogg. You are a hot, hot bitch.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wee.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Yeah, so.
If you're still listening.
If you're still listening. No, anybody who's. This is, by the way, this I think is our 96th or 95th episode. Somewhere in the upper 90s. We're like so close to 100. I can't believe it. And I figured if people are listening to this episode, they've been listening for a while and they know what this show is. It's complete ridiculousness. And I don't think you could start a show any more ridiculous than Snoop Dogg in a G-string dancing for another guy.
That was fun at the Enterprise. Tell them what happened today at the Enterprise rental car, please.
All right, well, Darren and I were in Missouri. Darren is headlining Deja Vu. Just give me a little backstory about why we're here. And he asked me, he's like, "Yo, Flip, you wanna come and open for me?" And I'm not an ego person, but like normally at this point in my career, I'm not gonna, I usually go out to headline, but Darren's a friend, and like I never get to go out on the road with friends anymore. So I was like, yeah, fuck it, let's do it, man. So we fly in from LA. We're at the Enterprise rent a car in Kansas City, and they find out where they said, you know, what are you doing in town? Of course, you know, we're like, oh, we're comedians, we're working in Columbia, and I forgot. I'm not sure if I said something.
They said something about magician.
Oh, that's right. They said something.
They offered us GPS service and. Hey, for an extra whatever
you can get GPS, and I was like, well, can we just pay you in jokes? This guy's like, well, we had a magician here, and so the bar is set really high. So I go, really? Well, what's this behind your ear? And I had a quarter.
That was cool how you did that.
That's timing. And Jew always has money. I always have money.
Always got a quarter, right?
Always
there.
Got a quarter, man. You never know when you're going to need it for either a phone call or a magic trick. And then Darren, and they start, and they go, oh, that was, and they laugh a little. And Darren, just like a comic, goes, yeah, watch this, and just goes right into Snoop Dogg and had the entire Enterprise rent-a-car place dying laughing.
That was cool. Afterwards, and you go, oh, I should have videotaped that. Like, yeah. Like, that would have been a great find.
Would have been
it was
a really
so spontaneous.
Cool
like, they were laughing really hard. Like, it was really awesome. You know, like, remember they literally, like, laughed and backed away from the counter and some of them bent over. I'm like, God, this is great. Like,
well, you got to imagine, like, these guys, you're in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're in a rental car place. You're probably dealing with people who are tired or pissed or, you know, just normal, nice people who aren't, you know,
doing anything. Yeah, frustrated travelers. People just want to, they just want to go from point A to point B.
Exactly, like, exactly.
All right, just fill out the paperwork. Let me get to my car.
Yeah, and then they're working this 9-to-5 job, just like, oh, it's, you know, it's cold and blah, blah, blah. And then you get two guys come in just, you know, who are professional comics, and they white redheaded guy springs an insane Snoop Dogg impression on you. You're gonna get blown away, man.
Oh yeah, and you're like pulling quarters out of people's ears. And that it was fun.
And then we stripped, gave him a lap dance.
We came in like a wrecking ball.
I don't know that song.
Oh, I did it country style. It's Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus, yeah.
And then next time you're on YouTube, look up Ron Jeremy. He did a cover version of it on a video.
What is it, like Wrecking My Balls or something?
No, he does the lyrics verbatim, I believe, and he's just wearing his white, tidy-whitey underwear, and he's just being sexy and singing Wrecking Ball.
I've actually met Ron Jeremy. Have you ever met him?
Yeah, yeah. It was cool.
Yeah.
Did you meet him on a set?
No, I met him.
Of one of your.
I met him on a show. I was doing.
Oh, he wasn't in one of your movies that you do?
No, I don't do those movies anymore, Darren.
Oh, okay. That's why. Well, that's you're about to find out. That's there's a reason I'm taking you to the middle of nowhere.
When I said you're going to open for me, I didn't mean comedy was.
This is a lover's retreat. You're going to be pulling a lot of things other than quarters. I tell you that. Have you ever seen, no, not Breaking Bad. Have you ever seen, what's that movie? Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
Brokeback Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad Mountain.
Breaking Bad Mountain.
Hey, Walter White.
You got a pretty mouth.
No, I got a pretty meth.
Pretty meth. You got a pretty meth, boy.
Got a very pretty meth. I actually remember when I was touring with Pablo when Brokeback Mountain came out. He did this bit. It was very funny. He goes, like, you know, what kind of songs are on the soundtrack to Brokeback Mountain? Like, he'll be coming round the mountain when he comes. He'll be coming round the mountain when he comes. I got big balls. You got big ball. It's funny. No, we were, what the hell were we just talking about?
I got
about?
Big wrecking balls.
Oh, wrecking balls, right, right.
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy and everything. Yeah, I met Ron Jeremy at a show. I was doing Skippy Green for the show, and he actually pulled me over as Skippy and goes, oh, that was great. I love what you do. That was great. I love that style. Blah, blah. And he actually wrote a couple of knock knock jokes for me. For Skippy.
Oh, do you remember what they were?
Oh, yeah.
Knock knock.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
What was it? I'm trying to remember what else. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Ted.
Ted who?
Today you're going to be licking my balls. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Tom.
Tom who?
Tomorrow you're still going to be licking my balls. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Esther.
Esther who?
Esther, you should have been licking my balls. He came up with Tom and Esther, and I threw on Ted to make it like that trifecta.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it's really neat. Like, and then he called me.
Do you have
me.
Any Spanish names?
Yeah. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Jorge.
Jorge who?
Jorge, lick my balls. Oh, you got an evil, genuine laugh. You get like good. Lower. Like, oh, I do. Oh. You're like Jabba like the Hutt.
I know. When my friend noticed that, he goes, because I go, man, I wish I had a better laugh. Like, have you ever heard your laugh on like any kind of like
audio? Oh, yeah, I hate my audio. Laugh. Like my true laugh.
My true laugh. I'm like, what's your untrue laugh?
Well, like basically, like if I'm watching a comic or something and they say something that's funny.
Yeah.
It and I go, wow, that's really funny. It doesn't make me generally laugh, but I realize it's funny. I'll let out like a ha, like that.
Yeah.
That's my general like honest reaction.
Yeah.
But then if somebody like really makes me laugh, it's a actually now I think about it, it's not that bad. It's kind of like, although sometimes I do get the nerve.
Let's hear it. I've known you for 10 years. I've never heard it. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Well, maybe you write better material. And set me up for that.
I know.
I had a friend in elementary school who used to laugh like Ernie from Sesame Street. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They used to make fun of my laugh, and then I realized I think I have like a kind of a quiet laugh. It's like a hee-hee. Unless something... Sometimes it does hit me deep, and then my friend goes, dude, when you think something's really funny, he goes, and that's the one I like to get out of you, where you throw your head back, and it's like a ha-ha-ha, like a Herman Munster kind of like, ha-ha-ha. Like, it just, I don't know, it's funny. I like that laugh.
That's a good laugh.
But my normal laugh, not that that's not my normal laugh, but my, you know.
The laugh that you're more aware of.
Yes. Yeah. It's like a higher laugh, like a whispery. I don't know. This is boring myself. Okay. Who gives a shit? Okay. Where were we?
I've been working on this bit recently where I said, like, it's important to have a good laugh. Like, the laugh, I forgot how exactly I set it up, but basically, like, the laugh better suit the person. Like, a Bond villain needs to have a good laugh. You can't be a Bond villain and have, like, a snort when you laugh. Like, well, Mr. Bond, it looks like you're not going anywhere.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's just like very standalone kind of bit. It's like if somebody has a good laugh in the audience, it's one of those bits I go to.
I remember Coach Fletcher when I was in high school.
Coach Fletcher, if you're listening,
his laugh was like, and I used to imitate it, and people, you know, they liked it. So that was one of my first impressions, Coach Fletcher.
Did you did that too?
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. Yeah. Like I had this. You just reminded me of this weird memory. When I was a kid, I was in seventh grade. God, I can't believe I remember this. And we had a talent show every year. And I would do the talent show every year. And the seventh grade year, I did impressions. Either I did impressions or it was. I don't remember exactly how it was part of my act, but I did an impression of one of our guidance counselors. Name was Mr. Benson. And it wasn't his voice, it was just his face. And now that I think about it, it was such a cruel thing. But he had you can't see it at home, but it's like his upper lip almost went like Elvis. I just remember like the lip raised and his eyes were wide. And he would have very quick, jerky motions in his head. And I would do, and I did that on stage without any second thought.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I think everybody realized I wasn't making fun of him. I was just doing an impression. But looking back on it now, I was like, wow, what a fucked up thing to do.
Yeah, he's probably like some, you know.
Oh, he had a stroke or something.
Degenerate, like, teacher living in a, you know, bachelor pad, trying to, hooked on meth in Florida. And you just nailed it. Like, oh.
I'm sorry, Mr. Benson, if you're listening. No, I used to do, when I was a kid, that was my thing. My dad taught me impressions. The very first time I ever did stand-up, I was 8 years old, and I did impressions that my dad taught me.
By the way, you did a podcast with your dad. That was a really good one. And I like it, your father has a great broadcasting voice.
Thanks.
He's
he does.
This deep voice.
He's got a very well flip. I'll tell you all about. Yeah. I can't like I that, that's I hope my voice gets lower.
There's five things. I've written them down.
Yes.
Five things.
Five balls.
I carry them with him in a wallet. Five balls. And you're constantly juggling balls.
Yes,
five
my dad
balls.
Has three extra testicles actually.
You've got the family ball, you've got the work. I forget what they are, but that was good. And I actually saved that one. I'm going to go back and write those five things down.
I will.
But the moral of that story was he's saying in life that there's five things you can juggle.
Yeah, basically my dad, I mean if you've listened to that podcast, you know, you know what it is, and I don't want to rehash it too much. You can listen to it. It really is a great episode, but my dad basically said there are five things that you need to keep like juggling balls that you need to keep in the air, and it's career, family, health. What was it? Career, family, health,
God, two more. I'm a fantastic son. I totally forgot the other two were. But the great moral is
a podcast.
What's that?
Was it a podcast?
No,
it wasn't. It wasn't
one of the five balls.
Okay.
But the really great part of that analogy is that he goes, let's just say, and I know I'm not remembering them all, but like family, friends, health, and integrity. I think integrity might have been one of them. He goes, those four balls are glass. They're very delicate, and if you drop them, it's very hard to put them together. But career, the career ball is made of rubber. If you drop it, it'll bounce back.
Yes.
Your career always bounces back. And he's right, you know? So I've got a good dad.
That was really good. I remember listening to that on a plane, so I was kind of drifting in and out of sleep.
Yeah, my dad's got a lulling voice.
Yeah, he does. It was good, though. And I was like, this is good. Don't delete. Because sometimes I'll listen to a podcast, and I'm like, oh, I've heard it, and it's great. I'll delete it and make more room on my device. But for that one, I saved it because I'm like, I got to write this thing down, and I haven't.
Well, I will pass it along to my father that he's got a fan.
Yeah, it was good.
But so about this, the trip that we're on now, man, I'm excited. Like, this club that we're going to, it's in Colombia. I have not been there. It's got to be about 10 years since I've been to this club.
Look at that building right there. That looks like something you'd see in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou.
Oh, like the radio star.
You know what they?
Yeah, people can't see this right now.
Yeah. Describe what we're looking at.
We're looking at nothing but fields. It's Missouri.
Yeah. It's really beautiful. I do find this beautiful. There's something comforting about it. It's just like, for some people, like when you're in the city all the time, you don't really see this. So it's just like wide open spaces. It's like rolling hills and a lot of just brown, like brown grass,
there are no
brown
Mexicans
trees.
Around here.
A lot of Mexicans.
What?
I'm juggling my five balls, bro. In the stupid. A lot of rust. You see barns. You see like.
Yeah,
hay. Look at the hay is different here. It's rolled. It's like they roll the hay as opposed to California where it's like blocks of hay, like giant, you know.
California hay is the only thing they don't roll. I am on one. Speaking of rolls, by the way.
That's good.
Fuck, what was I? Oh, I was just talking about deja vu. It's been like 10 years since I've been here, and we were talking about this. This is like a party school.
Yeah.
Like, they still party there, right?
Oh, yeah. Deja vu. I mean, I haven't been here in a couple of years, but yeah, it was like...
I'm excited and a little like... It's almost weird because like the last time I was here, I was in my mid-20s. And I was partying with these kids. You know, I was only a couple of years older than them, so I was still like, yeah, let's drink. And I wasn't smoking weed back then, but I was, like, just hanging out, and there was these hot girls, and I was, you know, just having a good time. And now, come back 10 years later, I'm in my late 30s, I'm married, I definitely do not party like I used to. And I'm like, it's like almost like facing a really scary truth, which is I am not this young kid anymore. I'm going back to like my to an old stomping ground where I'm probably not going to be able to keep up anymore. I'm going to be like, oh, guys, it's 12:30. I just want to go to bed. I just want to watch an episode of Bar Rescue and go to bed.
Yeah, it's funny that I felt that exactly what you're saying. Like when I first came here, I was like, hey, I'm young too. Like I'm a little older than these guys. But I think I was like in my... Like, I might have been 30.
That's still good.
Or 31. I don't know, but I felt like I probably listened to a lot of the same music they did. I definitely, you know what I mean? I looked kind of younger. But then each time that I come here, I realize, like the last time that I actually liked the music is when the song, remember that song? It goes, from the windows to the walls, till sweat drips off my balls, to... Remember that song?
That was my wedding song.
That was your wedding song?
Yeah.
Wait, here's the laugh. No. Do you know what I'm talking about, that song?
Yeah.
From the wind. Like, that was like after that song, I kind of stopped listening. Like, that was the last really good hip-hop song I could remember that I liked that was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because I remember after that, like, I'd come here and, like, the music was annoying. The kids were, like, younger. They just seemed young.
I know.
You know, and then my wife and I, we got pregnant with our son, Austin. You know, who's now 6 years old, and I don't know, this definitely, like, on Thursday is when the crowd seems young, because Friday and Saturday you get a lot more of the local folks that come out, you know, with their camouflage hats and their hunting gear, and they're, like, normal, like, couples, you know?
Normal.
Yeah, normal.
Yeah, with the camouflage and the hunting gear, you know, the normal crowd we get in L.A. all the time.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, because otherwise the age range on Thursday is really, like, You'll notice. You'll see it tonight. You'll be happy to see someone in their 30s there. You know.
Well, as far as like relatability.
Yeah. As far as
the material.
Yep. When you're on stage, yeah. I remember last time, I've had some great shows here. That's one thing about this room. It's like it totally rocks. It's like it's cool. It's like the comedy club used to be inside. It's like an old bank, I believe, like a giant old bank.
It's in the same building it's always been in, right?
Yeah.
No, it's a. I remember having a great time. I was telling Darren too, the comic I worked with. I can't remember his name offhand, but he would have this thing where he would get girls to show their boobs, and he'd take pictures of it. It wasn't a perverted thing. It was more like come on. It was like a Girls Gone Wild thing, and so I have pictures of me next to girls with their boobs out, or me with my shirt off and girls.
It'll be a 10-year reunion, and those boobs will be a lot lower.
No, God, that'd be weird if some girl. Hey, remember me? I showed you my boobies 10 years
back
ago.
In college. Now back I've got a couple of 12-year-olds and
12-year-olds. Wait, I was here 10 years ago. You didn't have any kids then.
Well, I work quick.
People age faster out here.
We want to die quicker.
No, I'm like I said, it's like. It's going back to this place where I had so much fun last time, and I'm just wondering: A, is it still gonna, is it still gonna be the memory? Like, is it gonna live up to what I remember? Or B, the other side: am I just not gonna keep up with what it was?
Have you been to the Parlor on Mondays?
Oh yeah, I was there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, to me, it's like the Parlor. They're actually a little older, but you know what I mean? Like, can you imagine going to the Parlor when you first moved to LA? You'd probably be like, "This is awesome," and now you look at the Parlor and you're like. It's not as awesome as it would be if you were, 28.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The Parlor is this bar club in Hollywood where they do a comedy show every Monday night. And the audiences skew very young, I would say, 23 to 30, maybe.
Occasionally you'll have people in their, late 40s who are pretending. Hey, I'm 26, man.
Hey, I could still party with these kids.
I got bejeweled jeans.
Yeah, I'm accepting my age now. You know, it's I was talking to Allison, my wife, and she was like, "I wish I was a teenager again. When I was a teenager, I smoked weed. I had all this creativity. I had all these friends, and da 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 da." And I'm like, "What's the difference between you then and now?
Yeah,
you still smoke weed. You still have friends. You're still creative. You're still positive." The only difference is you don't have to ditch school because you're not going to school anymore.
Right.
She's like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, this just sounds so weird and it's so cliche. I wouldn't want to go back to where I was knowing what I know now. You know, if I could go back to my old body with the knowledge I have now, I would definitely do it differently. But I would not want to relive those days anymore. Just because it's a great memory.
Yeah.
But there were some really fucked up times and a lot of self-discovery that got me to where I was and to where I am now.
I mean, I'm sure I have insecurities now that I'll look back 10 years from now and go what was I? Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
One of my insecurities back then was I never wanted to wear a hat because I was thinking, I don't want to mess my hair up. You know, or I would I remember not wanting to roll the window down because then the wind would blow and it'd mess my hair up. And then as you get older, you're like, who gives a fuck?
I still have those insecurities, though.
You know, things like that, really?
Offense at this point, what are you going to mess up, Aaron?
I know, exactly. Hey, okay, unless I pull down my pants, all right? No. But it's, but yeah.
Why is he putting just picturing you with your pants down and the window open, just
let's
mess this muff up, man.
Yeah, my giant muff. Do you guys have muffs?
Some guys, I'm sure, do.
That's gross.
You know. Wow, this just got weird. But yeah, no, like...
Let's go search around Missouri. Let's take these mics and ask people, sir, do you have a muff?
Of course I do. It's Muff-Zuri.
Muff-Zuri. That's funny.
No, but I know what you mean. I had those same insecurities when I was younger, too. Like, more about women than about my hair or anything. I look back at some... Like, there was an ex-girlfriend that I had that I was just... She destroyed me, and I never thought I would get over her. And it took a while, but, I look back now at, that me, however long ago. And I just... It's almost like I want to go back and go, dude, it's not that bad. Your life goes on. You meet somebody else, blah, blah, blah. But...
Garth Brooks has a song called Unanswered Prayers, where he totally describes... something like that, where the guy really? Goes to an old high school football game, I think. I could be confusing this with a different song, but yeah. And he runs into, like, his ex-girlfriend, and he sees, like, they both moved on, and he looks back at his wife, and he's really happy where he's at now with his wife and his family. And,
oh, yeah.
And he thanks God for unanswered prayers. Because I'm sure at the time of the breakup, he was like, dear God, please let her change her mind and get back with me. And, you know.
Oh, yeah, we all had those.
He's thanking, you know, thank God for unanswered prayers.
No, totally. Like, I always say it's so hard to see the big picture when you're still standing so close to it.
Yeah.
You know, like when a moment just happens, whether it's a breakup or you get fired or, you know, God forbid, something with your health. And you're like, in the moment, you're like, why is this happening? This is awful. What did I do to deserve this? What's the point? Blah, blah, blah. Because it just happened. It's like you're looking at a painting, like, and you're like 3 inches from the canvas. You're like, I don't get what this is. But then you take some steps back from the painting, you know, some time, and then you see the whole painting. I went, oh, that little part there was part of this bigger picture, and it's beautiful. You know?
Yeah.
So, like, those past, you know, insecurities or whatever or issues. And I'm like, you know, looking back now, it's like that was meant to happen because it led me to where I am now, and I'm very happy now.
Do you know where that girl's at now?
Yeah, actually, you know, it's funny. I was, over the holidays, I went down to Florida to see my family, and she was still living there. And I'd been thinking about her for a couple of months before that, just on and off. Like, I wonder what happened to her. Because I deleted her number, you know, and she's not on Facebook and everything. And I'm just like, I hope she's okay. You know, like, yeah. I'm over it. I'm over everything that happened. I just hope she's okay. And then, like, literally the day I got there, I get a text from her out of the blue.
Wow.
Just like, hey, I've been thinking. She says, I've been thinking about you and Allison. Hope you guys are doing well. That's all I really wanted to say.
Yeah.
So I texted her back going, wow, this is so weird. I've been thinking about you. What's going on? So we, you know, we caught up over text for a little while, and then we were supposed to get together for some coffee a few days later. And she, I don't know about you, one of my biggest pet peeves is somebody saying, hey, let's make plans, and we make plans, and then they either cancel like an hour before,
oh God,
or they just never show up or never,
ooh, yeah,
never confirm or anything.
Yeah,
like I hate that. And she was synonymous with that. It was the biggest thing about her that I hated. It drove me nuts, and she knows that. So the day we're supposed to get together for coffee, I text her like an hour before, hey, just making sure we're still good. And she's like, oh, I was just about to call you or text you. I'm stuck down in Miami. I'm not going to be able to make it. And I was like, oh. And I think of myself, of course. So I said, she goes like, what are your plans for the weekend? And I'm like, well, I'm not going to be in town. I'm going to be hanging out with Allie and her family. But if you want to get together before, like later tonight, before 8 o'clock, I can do that. You just might have to pick me up because I don't have a car. Mm. Never heard back from her. She never responded at all. And then the next day, like noon the next day, I never heard from her. And it's funny because I had this weird moment because the old me would have went, ah, you know what, fuck it. Let's just, I won't even, I'll just chalk that up to just her being her and leave it alone. But it would still irk me.
Yeah.
And in the past, like that would happen and she just would never contact me. And that's what happened. We drifted apart because she broke contact. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let her do this anymore because I'm over her. I don't care. It was mainly because I didn't want to piss her off because I wanted to get back together with her.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. I'm not going to take this from her, you know, especially after all this time without talking. So I sent her this.
I'm not going to take it.
I'm sorry. I'm rambling now. This is more therapy now.
No, I like this. I like this.
So I basically sent her this text. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was this text basically saying, look, this really pisses me off. Especially after you opened contact and then you couldn't even fucking respond to me.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, and I'm like, I really would have loved to have seen you. I have a couple more days. I would love to see you again. Let me know if you're available. But I'll be honest, even if you say you want to get together,
right.
I wouldn't believe you. Please prove me wrong. Never heard from her.
Yeah.
So I just said, you know what? Fuck this. I deleted her number again, deleted all the text. And I'll be honest, it felt great because.
Yes.
Like, again, I was over her, but I saw that curiosity. Like, I wonder what happened to her. I wonder if, you know, if she's a better person or if she's doing all right. And now it's like my question was answered. She's still a very self-centered person who
who doesn't have consideration for other people, or maybe just me, whatever the case. I don't need that in my life.
You don't
it's
need
like
that, man. It's
the
like
last shred of attachment to her is cut.
Thank
and
God. And you're married now, so it's like...
Yeah, you, oh, again, th- it was think, never it was never yeah. about, like, romance or wanting yeah, to, yeah. you know, get back together. It was just about this girl and I shared a lot together. You know, there was a point in my life where we were very close, and she was a very, like I said, important part of my life. Yeah. And, you know, you when it's somebody like that, you still think about them because it was a big part of your life.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. But, like, you're married, so it's like you're, it really is, like, you know what? Fuck you. I don't need you.
Yeah.
I have
yeah.
a wife. But, like I said, if you're single, let's say you're like... Let's say you're sort of a, you know, single but yet, like, depressed, you know, comedian in L.A. on your own, and then you're, like, you're going home, and then, oh, good, someone from my past believed in me. She wants to get together for lunch. And then when she flakes, then it's, like, it's twice as hurtful. It's, like, fuck.
It,
you know?
Like, if
but I now that you have your own life and you're successful, it's just, like, fuck you.
Fuck you,
you know?
Yeah. It felt great, to be honest with you. It felt so
great.
Good.
Great, Tony.
To just to be able
feels
to
great to text old exes and tell them to fuck off.
Fuck
great.
You.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I and your frosted flaked hair.
Your frosted flake.
Hey, there you go.
And this feels great.
But it, no, it really did. It's just to, like I said, to completely sever that. And, like, I don't care if I ever hear from her again. As a matter of fact, I don't expect to, and I probably wouldn't respond if she did.
Yeah, because, like, she's going to flake on you again, you know?
Yeah, so, like...
Hey, let me tell you something. I took this... I was in this acting class in about 5 years ago, and this guy's name was Mark Levine, and he's a super successful publicist. And he pops up on CNN and Fox News and all those kind of shows, like a talking head, and mm-hmm. and he does a lot. And but one of the things that he does is he does like a sort of a motivational presentation, and he speaks at, you know, I guess, like, a lot of places, like, you know, churches, temples, prisons, you know, acting classes, whatever. But it's really good, man. And one of the things that he told us, and I'll never forget this, he said. Because he looks at the habits of successful people, and he said, he goes, if you want to be successful, and he was super blunt about a lot of these things, and one of them, he said, fire your flaky friends. He goes, fire your flaky friends. Your life will be so much better. And I thought about that, and I was like, wow. I started thinking, going through my Rolodex in my mind of my friends that, hey, let's meet, let's go to a movie, and then they don't show up, or they show up late, or they last, all that bullshit. And I pretty much at that point, like, decided, like, not to rely on those people anymore, not be so close with them. And
yeah,
and
they could be draining. It's like it's like an emotional toll.
Yeah, totally.
And sometimes physical too, because you get stressed.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, and it's. And I know in show business it's hard to do. You'll be firing everybody. Not, I wouldn't say everybody, but, like, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, but definitely there's performers and comedians that hey, you know, let's get together at 4 o'clock, and they'll show up. But then you got the others, oh, like you said, oh, I forgot, or this and that, and, you know, at least text me and say, hey,
yeah,
I have an audition, I can't make it, I'm
totally.
Sorry, can we reschedule, or...
No,
I mean, you probably get this from doing your podcast, like, even podcast guests, that there's...
I've been lucky that if anybody's running late, they let me know.
Look at that. What do you see on the right?
Gentlemen's Club, Adult Superstore, Arcade.
Oh, let's go play Space Invaders.
And then invade some space.
Hey.
Hello.
Whoa. How's that Pac-Man?
I like to play Snatchman.
What's that? It's like Pac-Man, but different?
Exactly.
Wah,
how about
wah,
Donkey
wah,
Dong?
Wah.
Wait, what other ones can you think of? Donkey Dong.
Donkey Dong. Mario. That's almost the real title. Mario Brothers.
Mario Bang Brothers.
Mario Bang Brothers. In Her Asteroids.
Nice. How about Dig Rug?
I can't even think of the real, like.
How
about Duck Hunter?
Duck Hunter?
Yeah.
Nice. Look at you, Duck Hunt.
Boy, I'm killing off
Duck
80s
Hunt.
Video games.
You are killing the podcast. Wait.
I'm killing the podcast.
You're killing on the podcast.
Duck.
That's a good one.
Duck Cunt.
In Her Asteroids.
In Her Asteroids.
Duck Cunt.
I was thinking of Dancing on the Pole Position.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, that's good. I remember Pole Position.
I loved Pole Position. That was my my parents used to go have a bowling night at the and like me and my friends and his parents were on the same team. We'd go into the arcade and all we'd play was Pole Position.
That's cool.
It had the actual steering wheel and you felt like you were driving. Yeah.
And it'd go. Was that the one where you'd go off the road and you feel the bumps like?
Yeah. You wouldn't feel it, but you'd hear it.
Oh, now you feel it. Now that steering wheel shakes and stuff.
It's all different. All
right, time for a horn blast. We really are in a car.
Yep.
Do you think they hear that?
The people outside the car, definitely. Hey, people on the podcast?
Yeah.
I think so. Yes. Where were we before we got on the 80s stripper thing? Talking about time, right?
Yeah. You know what? It's starting to get a little dark. I wonder where the lights are on this thing. Well, I mean, I got some time, but...
Did they go on? Those are the windshield wipers. It's always weird when you're in a rental car. You're not sure where everything is.
Yeah, this is a Dodge Charger. It has a lot of power. Oh, wait. There they are. I see the lights.
Darren found them.
All right. I think the lights are on
now. I can take off these sunglasses soon, too. But, yeah, no, I know what you mean. Like, I am a stickler for time. Like, that is my biggest thing. If I'm running late, I let people know. Even if I'm 10 minutes out and I think I might be late, I let them know, just in case.
Oh, look at read that billboard. What's that say?
Passions, Couples Adult Store.
I'm telling you, it's nothing but fireworks and porn out here. On the way here, it's like fireworks, fireworks, porn, porn, fireworks, porn, porn. Bible store.
And boots.
Boots. Yo, dude, that last gas station we went to, that Petro truck stop, there was like a little guitar center in there. You see that?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Saw that. Like, yeah. Well, I guess, you know, like, that's another thing. Like, you and I were comics.
Yeah.
And we're right now driving from an airport to a gig. This is our thing. This is normal to us. You know, try to explain this to, like, we were talking before the show about, like, your brother-in-law or my friend and my brother who have, like, 9-to-5 jobs.
Yeah.
To them, this is, like, it's either exciting or it's weird or it's, you know, like, oh, my God, I can't imagine doing that. But this is, like, this is our world and our life. Trucking is at one of those things too.
Yeah.
Like there is a complete like world of truckers that, you know, oh hey, did you take I-70? Don't do that. There's a bitch bam thing that came off on the road. Oh, the bitch bam. I can't believe I so got that. Yeah, bitch bam. And did you get the new 190 CB? Like like the way we talk about bits and setups and clubs, they talk about that with CBs and rigs and so in this
you got
petrol
your lot lizard, which means hooker.
Is it really?
Lot Lizard, yeah, the CB talk. Dude, I used to have a CB. My dad had a CB
lot
growing
lizard?
Up. Lot Lizards? Lizard Lots. Lot Lizards, yeah.
What the hell does that even mean?
Because they park their trucks at these truck stops, and then the hookers go from, you know, rig to rig. Like truck. They call them Lot Lizards because they just kind of scurry around the parking lot sucking dicks.
Wow. Wait, turn my mic off for a second. Wow, that is... I don't know if that's the most creative or disgusting thing I've ever heard.
A lot lizard.
A lot lizard.
Yeah. And then you got your...
Jesus Christ. Imagine being called that. It's bad enough you're a hooker.
Hey, where's that lot lizard I've been looking at?
Excuse me, I'm a hooker.
Yeah, whatever, lot lizard.
I'm more of a gecko. You're a sucko.
You could save money by switching to me.
Other geckos pop up. The lot lizards. You can take my money by switching to me. I'll suck you off for 40.
You know, if you switch over to Gecko, you can get a good rim job suck for only $25. 15 minutes can save you money.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, I'm Flo.
No, I'm on my flow.
I'm on my flow. Sorry. So, oh, gosh. Isn't Flo, doesn't she do car insurance commercials?
Yeah, Progressive. Yeah.
Progressive, yeah.
To anybody listening out of the country, these are local American references.
And then you got half Aflac. Like there's like a... like
with a duck. Hey, you want to get ducked?
Aflac, yeah.
Put it on my bill. Come on! Put it on my bill?
Oh, put it on my bill. That's good.
That's it.
I was in my own mind thinking of half, like what I could do with Aflac, like half Aflac. But that's funny. Put it on my bill.
Oh, yeah. Put it on my funny. Bill. Oh. I put it all over your bill and your back and your hair.
That's gross.
Ass back.
Put it on my ass crack. There we go.
Ass crack.
That's ass good. Crack. Dude, we got so much material now.
I know, yeah. When are we ever going to do this?
On the way to the gig. Hey, guys, I know this is a lot of truck stops. Speaking of truck stops, hookers are called lot lizards. Take it away, Flip.
Lot lizards? What's up with that? There are people having accidents. Who the fuck is honking?
I know.
Damn lot lizards.
Damn lot lizards.
Lot lizards.
Ass crack.
I wonder who came up with that phrase. Like, what's wrong with just groupies? I guess truck stop groupies sounds too upscale.
Exactly. Sounds upscale. Sounds like upscale. Yeah.
Lot lizards.
See, comedians, do they call them? I just started hearing this recently. Chuckle fuckers.
I heard chuckle fucker, yeah.
But I just heard that, like, within the last couple of years.
Yeah, me too. Like, actually, I just heard it. You know what? Because I did a roast.
Yeah. It doesn't sound very appealing. I don't think a girl. Girls, call in now. Would you really be called a lot lizard or a chuckle fucker?
I think chuckle fucker, because at least it has good alliteration and it's cute. Ah, you're a chuckle fucker. Lot lizard. That just lot lizard. That Z sound
lot
just
lizard.
Sounds
dirty. Hey, I'm a lot lizard.
I'm a lesbian lot lizard.
That would be a lesbian lot licker. Thank you.
A lot licker.
She licks a lot. Thank you.
That's just thank disgusting. You. I'm just picturing some lesbian hooker that's like trying to lick off female truckers' boxes.
I think sometimes I think about like there was a great documentary or a great series on HBO about hookers like years ago. And they would interview these hookers, and they'd stealthily videotape them working, whatever. And some girls are like, yeah, you know, because I do, you know, whatever. I got an addiction, so this is the easiest way to make money, and blah, 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 blah. And then there's some girls who's like, hey, I like to fuck. I just like to fuck, and if, you know, if they want to pay to fuck me, that's fine. Like, and I wonder, like, some of those girls that actually just went into it because they love to have sex, and, you know, this is their thing. Because sometimes you look at some of these girls, you're like, oh, how did they get there? Poor girls. And then some girls are like, I just love to fuck.
Those girls are girls that don't have the internet. Because if you have, like, you could just go to some porn site, have an orgasm, and not risk your life running around.
You're talking about a
truck stop parking lots.
As a lot lizard.
I don't know how to have an orgasm. I actually have to go out and fuck random truckers. That just is.
Well, see, for me, like, I think it's easier for a guy to go to one of those websites and take care of himself. Women are different animals when it comes to that.
Oh, yeah, they have to read about it.
They need to be in the mood.
The
they really need to be in the mood. That, you know, women take a lot more effort. Well, I shouldn't say all women. Most women take a lot more effort to get aroused and wanting to.
Dude, not when I'm in the room.
Uh-oh.
Hey now, hey, I'm not Darren, I'm Daron. You're like, no, I'm serious. I've done a lot of research and...
Okay, wait, hold on. Yeah. I like my women like I like my lot lizards.
At truck stops all around the country. That was dumb. I don't have one, man.
Aw.
I like my women like I like my lot lizards. I don't know.
Nah, I can't think of one either.
Yeah. That's just
well, that was a dead end.
That was a
holy
dead
shit.
End. I know.
Way to bring the
yes,
show to a halt, Flip.
Yes, and. Yes, and I.
Rule of improv, never deny. No.
Yeah, there's a bunch of cows huddled around over there on the left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is so beautiful out here.
Oh, and I thought. I just heard that. Total non sequitur. Just heard this joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Control freak. Now you say control freak who?
That's good. Control freak who? Oh, here's a joke I heard a long time ago, but I just remembered it recently.
Okay.
Do you know the difference between being kinky and being perverted?
Oh, I think I know this one, but I forget it. What?
When you're kinky, you use a feather. When you're perverted, you use the whole damn chicken.
Yes.
Here's another one I like. Another old joke. My friend said his wife got mad at him. Oh, yeah, I fucked it up already. Yeah, my friend's wife is, or you could just say your own wife, but whatever. The joke is, this guy's wife is, I said it at Christmas time because I was, it was fun just with family members. I go, mm-hmm. yeah, my buddy, I go, his wife's all mad at them because for Christmas she goes, buy me something that will make me look sexy. And he bought her a treadmill.
Sounds like a Henny Youngman joke.
Yeah, it's good for like I made like a lot of my like mother-in-law and like my aunt and all those people like laugh, like just because it sounds real and it's just like a quick joke. And
yeah,
you know,
like Henny Youngman had a great joke. He goes, my wife says to me, I want you to take me somewhere I've never been before. So I took it to the kitchen. Hello. Hello.
I remember a joke that people used to do when I started out. They'd go, which is so dumb. This joke is just gross. They'd be like, she goes, kiss me where it smells. So I drove her to Fresno. That's dumb. I was an old, you know, it's like, I don't think a girl would actually say that. Kiss me where it stinks or kiss me where it smells. That just sounds gross.
You want to hear the grossest joke I think I ever heard when I was a kid?
Yeah.
All right, I'm pre-warning. This is a warning to all those listening. This is going to be a disgusting joke that I used to tell when I was like 13 or 14 years old.
Really?
Keep that in mind. So, I don't remember the setup, but this guy's going down on a girl, and he's going down on her, and he finds a piece of corn down there.
Oh, gosh.
And he goes, oh, my God, I think I'm going to throw up. And she goes, funny, that's what the last guy said.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Apologize. But that's a joke I used to tell as a kid.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. Like, you thought it was, people, they would react to it, and you like that. You're like, ah, yeah, I gotcha.
Well, you know what it was? It's like, when you were, I don't know if it's about you, but, like, when I was, and I mean, like, 14, 15, that's when you're getting out of the kid.
Yeah.
You're not quite the teenage. You're in the you're a tween. You're in that tween where you're holding on a little to the immaturity of being a kid, but you're grasping for the maturity of being an adult. So you're telling more adult jokes and you're telling things about sex and things that are gross that you think adults talk about, which we do.
Yeah.
So you want to make your friends, you know, go, oh, that's so gross, and they, you know, guys especially will still laugh at it. You know, I think it was in that part of my life when I was attracted to those kind of bits that made me, jokes that made me feel like I'm a grown up. I could tell dirty jokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just hear like, you know, hey, these four gay guys were in a hot tub and a condom floats, and they go, hey, who farted?
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, or you know.
Or like these three gay guys are sitting around. First guy farts, there's no sound. Second guy farts, there's no sound. Third guy farts, it goes. And the other two look at him and go, virgin.
Virgin. Yeah. See, that's the kind of joke, like, in the wrong company, like if you're in, like, PC Hollywood, doing that, like,
I wouldn't open with that,
Can you imagine doing that, like, on a showcase night?
You know? Dude, HBO is here. I'm going to open with my gay-ass farting virgin joke. Dude, do it. They're going to love that.
And there's like all the casting people are there. And your agent's like, what the fuck are you doing, Flip? You're like,
what?
I don't
know.
What?
It's a great joke. I told it. You've been telling it for 30 years.
It's junior high. It always kills. You know, like.
And then the casting guys come up. Hey, that was a great bit, man. We want to develop a show. Around the farting, about the farting virgin, farting gay virgin.
Oh, I'm going to put the mic down. This is illegal. Yep. Tell them why.
We're just passing some state troopers who are in the medium of the road. So the last thing we want to be is speeding with a mic to our hand.
Yeah, because it's like if you have a cell phone, I know that's probably illegal in a lot of states, but like, I don't know, having a microphone.
Having a microphone might be a little more on the unforgiving side.
Yeah, it just seems, I mean, this is safe. I'm driving and
it's
all safe.
Yeah, everything's fine. But it's like you said, it's just, you do not, do not want to get that one cop going, you know what? I haven't pulled anyone over today. There's a fucker with a microphone. Let's see what's going on.
What do we see there? Billboard.
Fireworks, wholesale, and retail outlets.
That's right. That is funny, though. We go back to the idea that the guy wants to develop a show. He's like the one moron that doesn't, you know, he's like, yeah. What's he do?
I'm telling you, it's going to be a great show. All right, here it is. Three gay guys, okay?
It's like Two and a Half Men, you know, but it's three full men. No halves. They're all men.
It's just three guys. It's three men. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. And here's the opening scene. All right? This is what sold me on the whole show. They're sitting around this gay bar called the Anvil.
The anvil?
The anvil. And they're sitting around and they're talking gay guy stuff, you know, like, hey, nice shoes. Hey, have you seen Barbra Streisand's latest movie? This is a great show. And then one of the guys farts, right? But you don't hear nothing. It's just like a pow. Right? And that gets a great laugh already, right off the bat. We're on laugh number one.
Four camera shoot, right?
Four
there.
Camera, of course. Live audience.
Is there a guest star the first episode?
Oh, I haven't. No, we're not even getting there yet.
Okay, okay.
Not
gotcha.
Even getting there.
I like
there.
It. I like it.
Second, because this is just the main cast. We're not the guest stars, right? Second gay guy. He looks at him and goes, oh, what was that smell? And then he himself, it triggers him to fart. But guess what? His fart goes, just like
it
the other
triggers
guy.
Him. It's almost like a yawn. Like exactly. When one person yawns, another person yawns.
This is why I'm pitching it to you.
This
you
is
see
great.
The vision
People
already.
Fart. It's contagious.
Exactly, right? So the two of them look at each other and kind of giggle like, oh, you too. And then the third one, he goes, oh, I got it too. Like the yawn. I got the fart bug too.
Yeah,
he closes his eyes and you hear, and it makes this sound. Now we're on joke three. Farts are funny in themselves. So we're riding this laugh, and the two first gay guys, they give themselves a glance. They motion over to the third guy and turn to each other and go, virgin. Cut to opening montage.
I picture this is a two-part series.
This? Are you kidding me, man?
Part one, part two.
Nah.
Oh,
this
no.
This is not a two-part nothing.
You don't
I
want
this
to be a cliffhanger?
Cliffhanger. That's the name of the guy, by the way. Cliffhanger.
Because he's well hung.
Look at and this guy reading between the lines.
And we get Cliff Clavin from Cheers.
Now you know. Now you see where I'm going. John Ratzenberger.
Yes.
And he's going like, hey, then, did you know gay virgins make no sound when they fought? I'm telling you, it writes itself.
What about Ray Romano? You think he'd be...
Okay, now you're getting silly.
No, I'm thinking because he's got that voice that everyone likes.
Hi, everybody. You know I'm a virgin and I could fart?
He'd have to audition.
Well, of course we make him audition. I mean, he's Ray Romano and
everybody
all, but
everybody loves my ass. Everybody loves anal. We'd have
hey Robert, come on. You know, it's not my fault that I'm a gay guy and I get fucked in the ass. You know, what are you going to do?
God. Yeah.
But keep doing Garrett. It was funny. Everybody loves Raymond is gay.
Oh, wait, I'm doing Brad Garrett?
You're doing Brad. Okay, you're doing a good Brad Garrett.
Ray, wait. What do you say we go to the hot tub now?
I don't know if I want to go to the hot tub, Robert. You know, the wife's going to be home soon, you know, and I got to make dinner and then, you know.
Are you afraid a condom's going to float to the top?
And that reminded me of when we did it with Dad, you know.
God.
I know, this is all.
See, I'm trying to tie back the condom floating. The gate.
It's a callback beyond itself. But speaking of condoms floating to the top
wait,
of
Ray, wait. The third episode. So, he goes down this girl. He finds corn.
Hey, you know,
I got to tie in with the
I was eating out this lot lizard the other day. And I found some corn in a vagina.
Hilarious.
And I said, you know, I think I'm going to throw up. And you know what she said, Robert?
Oh, God. That's what the last guy said?
Yeah, you know Sharon, the lot lizard.
All right, so, okay, speaking of fucking hookers and lot lizards, you know what it's time for, Darren?
Shit. But, hey, can I ask you something before we go?
Yeah.
I got a story I was going to tell you, but maybe.
Oh yeah.
No, should we do it on another on another podcast or this is a good story. Like this is one of those stories.
You want? Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Do you want to? We'll do.
It's a more serious story.
Oh, is it?
But yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Is it a long story?
I would. Yeah. I think it would. I think it would spawn questions, and then that would lead.
Then let's save it for the next podcast.
Okay, I got it.
Because. Darren and I, we're going to be. Yeah. Well, actually, let's get to the meat of it. Speaking of meat, you like that? You know what this is, dude. Yeah. It's time for the Skippy Green Show.
It's the Skippy Green Show.
That was the Skippy Green Show theme without a. Oh wait,
that was my theme without. The added effects.
It sounded slow.
It was slower. It was very lot lizardish. All right, Mr. Carter, the party stizzata, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm trying to guess what the question would be. If you could fuck.
Oh, don't get ahead
okay,
of me.
Okay.
Don't get ahead of me. All right. You know how this works. Answer the question. 10 words, not 11, not 9. 10 words exactly.
Yes.
Ho, ho, ho. if you. Could honk. Jesus, if you could fuck. I'm good. You know what? I'm changing it up. If you had the power to rename Truck Stop Hookers, what would you rename them and why? Instead of Lot Lizards, come up with a whole new term for a truck stop hooker. What would the name be and why? 10 words.
I would call them Mud Flappers. The end.
2 more words.
Of that.
It's the Skippy Green Show. Yeah, that worked great. That was Mud Flappers. I like that.
Mud Flapper. I don't know where I came up with that.
That was good. Mud Flappers.
Mud Flappers.
Awesome, man. dude, this was great, brother. This was really fun.
That was fun.
And like I said, Darren and I, we're going to be on the road for a couple days. So maybe next week we'll do another, there'll be another podcast of Darren and I hanging out in Colombia.
Nice.
And then after that, I'm going on a cruise. I'm working on my very first cruise for Norwegian.
Have you ever been on a cruise ship?
Oh, I've been on. Yeah, I took plenty of cruises. But this is my first time officially working on one, so I'm incredibly excited. So there will, I'm sure, be a couple of episodes from the cruise ship. So.
I just thought of something. What? Like if they have hookers, you know, like on the truck stops, they call them lot lizards.
Yeah.
What do they call hookers on cruise ships? They call them like barnacle babes.
I think on a cruise ship you would call a hooker
like lot lizard.
Titanics?
Titanics. Even that sounds flattering. I like the word barnacle because they're like, you know, because they're sort of like bottom feeder.
Barnacle
like
bitches?
Barnacle bitches.
Barnacle bitches.
Barnacle bitches.
I like it. Barnacle bitches or, I got nothing. I was trying to think of something with cruise ships.
Sperm whales. No, I don't know.
Cruise liquors. I don't know.
Cruise liquors.
I have no idea.
Love, exciting and new. Hey, about your cruise ship that you're going on, do you know anything about like where you're staying? Like in a, you get a cabin, I guess, right? Like a.
Yeah. I don't know where exactly. I'll get a room, but.
How many on this cruise? Like how many days? Is the cruise go out?
It's a 13-day cruise.
It's the same boat for 13
same
days.
Same boat for 13 days, and I think I'm doing 1 to 2 shows a day.
Wow. So those people are going to be... They'll have seen you.
They'll have seen me a lot, which is what I'm a little... I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous because I'm supposed to only have 2 different sets, but I have a feeling I'm going to have to... I'm going to be doing a lot of crowd work just to fill time.
And they both have to be clean? Both sets are clean?
Yeah.
It's not one of those things where, hey, you could do the Midnight Dirty Show. Or
I think they said one show is like PG-13 where you could say shit or maybe talk about making love.
Yeah.
But the money's great, so I'll make the sacrifice. But yeah, keep coming back for more episodes from probably one or two more with Darren and then some from the cruise ship. It's going to be great. Dude, this was fun. As always, at Darren Carter on Twitter.
Yep, at Darren Carter on Twitter and DarrenCarter.com. And yeah, just send me a tweet. I like the tweets. Those are cool because I'm like, people listen. That was a good one. Thank you.
Yeah.
And if you tweet me, I'll retweet you back. At Darren Carter.
There you go. And I always love getting fun tweets and emails. FlipSchultz.com, FlipSchultz.com, at FlipSchultz on Twitter. And like I said, Norwegian Cruise Line, although this is going to go up after the cruise even happens, so... I know in the next couple of weeks I'll be in San Diego, and I'll be going back to El Paso at the comic strip with Allison
nice. The
first week of March. So all these great shows coming up. Check it out at the website. Thanks again, guys. Thanks again, Darren. And we're going to have a fun show tonight with these college kids. Let's hope we can keep up with them. See you next week. Bye.
Later.
Come on, theme song. Damn Dropbox.
It's the Skippy Green Show. No, the other one is...
Wrong fucking song.
What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
I was having a couple of shows without any technical fuck-ups.
What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
There we go.
Talking about what's ever on there.
What do you see over there? XXX.
It could just be old time booze.
No, passions and adult toys.
Talking about whatever on their mind.